the creation message? Is it too controversial?
Answers with Ken Ham, host of the acclaimed film, The Genesis Solution. Well, Ken, how do you respond to people who say that by insisting on taking Genesis literally, our creation ministry is divisive?
Well, first of all, we need to find out what the Bible teaches about division. You know, we're told that there was division because of Jesus Christ and that he actually came to divide. We're also told in Scripture that men love darkness rather than light. So when you shine your light, that is the truth of God's word, into the darkness, there's going to be division. You'd expect it. It's inevitable. So you see, when we oppose evolution, of course there'll be controversy because the Bible tells us that the majority of people don't want to accept God's word. To be honest, I'd be worried if there wasn't division, as long, of course, if we did it for the right reasons and standing on the authority of the Word of God. Also, when you understand that the Bible teaches there's none righteous, no, not one, and there's none that seeketh after God, we should expect that Genesis won't be accepted. What should we boldly proclaim concerning the origin of this world? An exciting, but let's face it, divisive message. In the beginning, God created.
One of the most asked questions we receive at the Answers Ministry is this. Are dinosaurs mentioned in the Bible? Well, Ken Ham provides fascinating answers in his free booklet, and it's available on our popular and easy-to-use website, answersradio.com. Answersradio.com.